It's Bull's Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
We're with you for another 20 minutes or so before we take you out to Progressive Field for the Budweiser's From the Dugout show. Tim Alcorn, Matt Lodi standing by. Budweiser's From the Dugout, presented by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning. The Indians playing host to the Tampa Bay Rays. They'll get that going just after 6 o'clock tonight. Big event coming up this Friday. Going to be down at the Hoke Theater at Lorain County Community College. Jonathan Kingham and Ryan Shaysmith are with us in studio. Guys, how are you?
Fabulous.
Great, thank you.
We're happy to have you guys in studio. Now, you guys, of course, performing in concert, 7 o'clock this Friday. Well, I was reading up on you guys a little bit earlier. You guys are in almost every different genre of music. You guys pretty much hit everything. For those who maybe aren't familiar with where you guys are from and how you guys got to where you're at, kind of give us an idea as to how you guys got where you are.
Well, we drove in a minivan. We drove in a small minivan up from Nashville, Tennessee. So we've been living down in Nashville for a while. I've been there for a little longer than Ryan, but I've been there, on and off for about 12 years, and Ryan's been there. How long you been there?
Since you invited me to visit you. I never left. I've been following John around since I met John back in the old millennium, 1999, and he was opening up for Micah McDonald, and so ever since then I've been chasing around, wanting to be his keyboard player, so we've been playing together as a duo and touring the country for probably 10 years, since probably 2001 or so. So,
but we have moved up. We started in a station wagon, now we're in a minivan, so I feel like it's the right trajectory for the career.
Yeah. Sure sounds about right. Ryan, I apologize. You got the chair that sinks, so I can't actually see you when I talk to you, because you got that chair that when you sit in it, you automatically drop right down to the floor. So it's a good thing I've got earphones on and you can hear me. My voice just kind of tends to travel in this studio.
Well, it's funny. My car actually is lowered, and I'm really into that, so it's perfect.
Your keyboard seat does that too, so you feel right at home. Yeah. Man.
If you go to the show, you'll see I have my keyboard low and I have my seat all the way down, and it's kind of my
that's your style.
High roll.
So how did you guys get into music?
Man, I played in a band in high school, but we weren't very good, and we were called the Brutal Poodles. And
the Brutal Poodles.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I realized pretty quickly nobody wanted to pay money to see us, and so I joined the Navy and went out to sea for a while. And then when I was in the Navy, I started writing songs and came back. I ended up in Seattle, and the boat I was on went into dry dock up there, and then I got out of the Navy and just ended up staying in Seattle right around, I don't know, late 90s, I guess it was, and I started playing out, and then I made a couple records, and before I knew it, I was building some houses, and then 1 year I realized I didn't build any houses, I was just doing music, and I thought, well, I guess I'm doing this full time now, and so, and then, I just started making trips to Nashville, and that's how I kind of got into it, and had a friend invite me down, and I stayed with him for a while, and yeah, I've been writing songs and touring ever since. So,
Ryan, how about you?
Yeah, for me, it was a hobby as a kid, and then after college, kind of slowly turned into a career, and something that I've always loved to do, and hope to just keep it in the mix forever. So my grandma taught me when I was younger, and had a piano growing up, and took lessons, and just learn enough just to be able to hang on and stay in the game and have fun with it and make a little money enough to live off of. And it's been a fun ride.
Jonathan Kingham, Ryan Shaysmith joining us here in studio on Bullseye on the Afternoon. They are performing in concert 7 p.m. this Friday, May 19th. They'll be down at Hoke Theater at Lorain County Community College. I noticed reading up on you guys earlier, you guys have both done some John Lennon pieces. Now, you guys, again, as I mentioned, you cover just about every genre you can think of in music, but what's the inspiration behind doing the John Lennon pieces?
Well, we both had won the John Lennon songwriting contest, which is a contest that happens. But we both love John Lennon, actually, and I've never done a whole lot of covering of John Lennon until recently. I did a tour last December, and Alan White, the drummer from Yes, was on the tour, and we would do he's the drummer that played on Imagine and Happy Christmas and that old record that John Lennon put out. So I actually got to play and do that, sing Imagine and play some John Lennon songs, which was a thrill. But I'm sure I can speak for John too. We love John Lennon, and pretty much every song him and Paul McCartney wrote together.
Yeah. Fair enough. So, Jonathan, I got to ask you, you've toured the country, as you mentioned, in a bunch of different jobs, it sounds like, in a number of different ways. Now, touring the country, you wrote, you recorded, you produced, so you've done almost everything in the music industry. What would you say is the most difficult of those three between writing, producing, and recording?
Man, I think the writing is the hardest in terms of I think writing is the most taxing in some ways. But Ryan and I were actually talking about it today after we finished one of the workshops. We're working with a bunch of the students at the early college high school students at Lorain County on the college campus this week. And for us, the full cycle is really what is the most enjoyable for me, because I have friends in Nashville that just write, and they write 150 songs a year, some of them. And I get burned out if I write that many songs in a year. So for me, the refreshing part is to write and then to produce it and record it and have it full circle. The full circle for me is the performance of it. And so when we're working with the students this week, and we do these workshops all over the country, and we love to get the kids able to see the full circle of something that they create, starting from the inception, the seed, the gem of the idea, the title, whatever it is that sparks the whole song, all the way through the recording and the performance in front of a live audience. To me, that's when you know if you've done your job as a songwriter, if it resonates with the live audience. You can do a lot of studio trickery to make a bad song sound good, but if you play it live and people don't throw things at you or cry or smile or clap, then you know you did something wrong. So I like the full circle. So
well, that's kind of interesting too, because, you know, the live performance, that's the finished product, that's what everybody sees, but you don't often see what goes into all those hours you put into thinking and writing and putting everything down on paper, and then of course producing. You know, yeah. It looks and seems so easy. The stuff you see in the movies when you're recording in studio, that's only the tip of the iceberg, right?
Oh yeah. Well, I have a friend who has a great quote. He said, "Making records is like making sausage. You like to enjoy it, but you don't want to see how it's actually made." And it's kind of the same idea with making records, because I think a lot of times, like you say, people think, oh, yeah, you just walk in the studio and you sing it once and that's it. But especially these days in 2017, like, production is usually a multi-tracked, multi-layered event. It's not very rarely is it go in and play live with the band. And so it's kind of like building a cake at this point. And you end up with different records for sure. You don't get the Allman Brothers all sitting in a room together playing, but it's a, you know. It's just a different time. We all record on a computer instead of to tape, so it's
a little bit easier than it was, I'm sure.
It's a whole lot easier, actually.
Jonathan King and Ryan Shay Smith joining us here in studio. If you can, elaborate a little more, guys, on what you guys have going on at Lorain County Community College. Early college and high school students and alumni, I guess, as well, also taking part in these songwriting workshops. You know, how does this all work? Is this a week-long thing? Is it a two-week-long thing? And what exactly are you doing in these songwriting workshops?
This one's a week, which is the best case scenario for us. We do a lot of them that are anywhere from 3 days down to 1 day. But for us, I think it's really hard to get that full cycle in of the inception to the writing to the producing the track and the recording and the live performance and seeing it full circle. But here at Lorain County Community College, we get to start on Monday. Yesterday we started, and we talk about the process, we talk about the structure, the idea of what goes into writing a song, the different parts, and then the students, actually, we have them come up with the ideas, they brainstorm, they write the music, the chord progression, the melodies, and then we brainstorm on the lyrics and the title, and so they're writing everything, and so it takes time, but usually then on the third or fourth day, I'll bring in my little studio setup and we'll record them and we'll do some multi-tracking and then get them practiced up. And then the concert's on Friday. So we're doing a matinee concert on Friday morning and at 10 a.m. and then 7 p.m. in the Hoke, live and fresh for 2017. So nice. Yeah, it's amazing what these kids come up with. I mean, they're yeah, like you say, the alumni. We've got some students that came back. We have one student we're working with who was with us, what, 6 years ago? 7 years ago here. Gami. And he just graduated with a double degree from Ohio State, came back, and he's writing some songs with us this week. So it's
wow.
You know, in the words of the Lion King, I think it's the circle of life or something. It's a circle of something, but yeah, full cycle.
No, I like how you sang that. Then you got to the end and stopped and just said it. That was still a strong finish. You got to the finish line, man. Okay. That's all that matters. Well, you brought your guitar with you.
Yeah.
So what are you going to perform for us here in studio today?
I mean, I'll play anything you want, really, but I don't know very many songs, so I'd probably... maybe I'll play a little something. This is a song from my childhood. This is actually sort of not really one I wrote, but kind of. But this is from a originally done by a guy named Bobby Brown, but it's our own little take on it. So
okay,
this is called Every Little Step I Take. Can't sleep at night, I toss and turn, listen for the telephone. But when I get your call, I'm all choked up, can't believe you called my home. And as a matter of fact, it blows my mind, you would even talk to me. Cause a girl like you's a dream come true, a real life fantasy. No matter what your friends try to tell us, we were meant to fall in love. We would be together, any kind of weather, like that, every little step I take. Andy will be there every little step I make. We'll be together every little step I take. Andy will be there every little step I make. We'll be together. I can't think too straight, all confused, must have put a spell on me. Cause there are no words that can explain, his name is Andy. And as a matter of fact, it blows my mind, he would even talk this way. Cause a guy like him is a dream come true, he loves to play. No matter what your friends try to tell us, we were meant to fall in love. We would be together, any kind of weather, like that, every little step I take. And he will be there, every little step I make. We'll be together, every little step I take. And he will be there, every little step I make. We'll be together, oh yeah. Me, oh my, how could this be? AM 930, that's a 93 to the zero. Don't you know? Andy the Bull said, come on my show, I got some songs that I want you to sing. I got some traffic report I want you to bring. I-40 is shut down, I think it's 90 actually that goes through town. He said it's Clearia, not in Elyria. Got a traffic jam and you better steer ya away from that and away from the bridge. Cause I heard there's some constructions with all the kids. Constructions, cause the kids are writing a song. We're here for a week, yep, a week long. Me and Ryan Shea Smith, he writes some songs that he does not want to miss. I said, hey, this is definitely no joke, cause on Friday we're gonna play at the Hoke. I think 7 p.m. is when it begins. Or if you're early, you can get up at 10 a.m. and come see the matinee. It's half price. I think saving some money does sound nice. Yes, it's true, and then my rhymes are full. And I gotta give a shout to the DJ named Bull. And I'm not sure why that is your name. He said, well, that's because DJing is my game. I'm like, Night Court is what he said. I said, oh, are you sure it's cause of your shaved head? He said, oh, yes, that is clear. I said, oh, definitely. He said, oh dear, this is just gone on way too long, so shut up and sing the chorus of the song. No matter what your friends try to tell us, we were meant to fall in love. We will be together, any kind of weather, like that, every little step I take. And you will be there, every little step I make. We'll be together, every little step I take. And you will be there, every little step I make. We'll be together, oh yeah.
Wow. Very well done. Very well done. Very well done. I've got one more segment of the show, and I'm not really sure how in the world I'm going to do that because I can't top what you just did. That was awesome. That was really awesome. Terrific improvisational skills there as well. Very well done. Well, If that didn't get you excited about Friday, I'm not quite sure what will. Make sure you check these guys out. Jonathan Kingham, Ryan Shea Smith. They're going to perform 7 p.m. this Friday, May 19th, and it's going to be at the Hope Theater at Lorain County Community College. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
And I'm going to make sure I save that track. I'm going to play that at parties, man. That was awesome. That was really good stuff. One last break to take. We'll wrap it up after this. Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.